My storyline is full of both hidden ancient wisdom and innocent pure love, along with grotesque strife, including a 500-year genocide and literal daily fight to remain in existence. My ancestors, predating European arrival and first conflict, lived a blissed-out existence, honoring their symbiotic relationship with all of life. Our understanding and honoring of Earth must remain in order for life to exist and know a peaceful, blissful existing. My goal in my writing is to help the reader revisit and clearly, without judgment and defensiveness, clearly witness the beautiful contrast from their own storyline crossings with others. I am indigenous to North America, with both parents tied to the Northwestern Hemisphere for thousands of years. Ours was a balanced, blissed out life within nature, living freely, in pure awe of the great mystery. I wish to share that cyclical, organic, innocent bliss with my reader. All humans in a state of being originate from a more natural way of living, be that 3 or 80 generations ago. We could all be labeled indigenous, native, and actually were at one time in our own homelands. We could all be labeled native if we only tried to remember our symbiotic relationship to environment, and as a result, also our inherent relationship with other human beings, all beings. I was denied our beautiful, natural way of living, thriving effortlessly. Prior generations were shamed into forgetting and denying their culture. Ethnic genocide and governmental programs assimilated my ancestors into a majority ruling culture labeled as the United States of America. Far from it. Declaring indigenous rights in 1838 resulted in an unpredictable death march for indigenous peoples, often labeled the Long Walk. My great-great-great-grandmother saw the need to escape and a way to hide. My family survived by letting go of all that mattered. Land and language first, then culture by loss of oral history and traditional living. Stay and physically die, or escape and allow tribal identity to die, giving our spirit a chance to survive. Tough options, tough choices. So we hid patiently under a guise of false identity deemed to be more acceptable during the Western Hemisphere Origin Wars. My people's multi-generational anger and despair became guilt and sadness. I felt our people's pain deeply, even though it was never discussed with me, for fear of my own delayed long walk to the boarding schools. My ancestors were sentenced to death for refusing colonizing campaigns by European settlers, which suggested that cultural assimilation was possible. But land claims were the goal all along. Our peoples had to be removed, wiped from the face of the earth, according to the cancerous mindset from the East. By the way, if someone today entered your house, began to kill your children, your wife, in pursuit of your homestead, wouldn't you fight for family with extreme conviction? Does that make you a savage? Who's the true savage in such a scenario? The one defending or the one attacking to claim the homestead? There is a gross, intentionally hidden history that allows us to sleep at night. Awareness that would be so overwhelming, even Big Pharma couldn't prescribe a way out of this anxiety-prone, gut-wrenching guilt and shameful history that we have hidden. So we plug into TV, the internet, to download the latest updates. Quite out of date, actually. These updates help us to continue our daily dose of the blue pill. My people feel deeply for those who took the land. Because they were just playing it forward, they learned painfully well from the kings of yesteryear and mindlessly brought the kingdom cancer with them to the Americas. Isn't it so bizarre how inhumanity perpetuates our own grotesque suffering onto others? The ultimate cancer of mankind is upon all of us now. The only path to a cure is awareness. Feeling the shame and pain we've caused is an overwhelming proposition, but without common memory, there can be no community. We must communicate true history, dump his story from a few thousand years ago, heal and go forward together to get her to understand the ultimate mother of us all. We can't label our way out of this mess we refer to as the United States. Between 1492 and 1776, approximately 130 million indigenous peoples, representing 700 nations just in North America, were exterminated. The population was reduced from about 145 million down to now what history books infers as the starting population as of the start of this nation, 1776. Does this feel more acceptable, given there were only 2 million prison enrolled today? How many more, like myself, are unenrolled, not acknowledged by the U.S. government? Because we refused to line up at the prison gates called reservations. How many people like my ancestors had their families murdered during the long walk? The grotesque lies are surfacing after 500 years. And yet, as of today, 2024, a live genocide is playing out online, and the colonizing empire, United Kingdom, Australia, United States, Canada, they continue to reinforce the permission to genocide displaced upon indigenous peoples of Palestine. The United Nations courts have ruled it is genocide and there should be punishment. Never heard any of this before? Just invest 2 hours for a full account of history and the grotesque relationship between the USA's foundation and expansion, and how this actually inspired colonization around the world. Most notably, Hitler, World War II, Nazi Germany. Now you know, what are you going to do with that painful new awareness? Sorry, your teachers have been hiding it from you. My loving offer, in spite of the atrocities. Despite this grotesque hidden history, I offer purest compassion for the colonizers who've endured 2,000 years of suffering under the European monarchies. 3/8 of my own heritage was affected in this way. It's hard to imagine the deep pain and anxiety that's been imprinted in the DNA of those so intentionally unsettled. Yet, their current generations label the indigenous, humble, cooperative communities as savages who need to be settled? Interesting contradiction. Forgive us apart, for we know not what we do to others. In the mindless practice of perpetuating suffering upon other, on the empty promise of just ensuring our own meager survival. I was born in the 70s. Since age 5, I leveraged an innate awareness and ability to relieve life from anxiety. By discreetly and empathetically reminding us apart of our pain's origin, an artificial sense of self and separation, I never forgot 5/8 of my heritage and the loving relationship they held to the universe. As of 2021, the world is preparing for major change, a return to a more balanced, harmonic way of existing, and knowing, appreciating that we do exist. Bold, weird statements for sure. This is the theme of my book. My goal in my writing is to help the reader revisit and clearly, without judgment and defensiveness, clearly witness the beautiful contrast from their own storyline crossings with others. The effect will be a similar letting go and return to honoring their true relationship and resulting understanding in life. Just like I realized while reclaiming my original way of living. And to a longtime initiate, a mind-blowing surprise awaits the reader of something they knew as an innocent child, prior to life's attempts to condition them into forgetting who they really are by life's design. If curious about my book, to be released soon, please connect with me on my website. I claim authority, responsibility over all I write and speak about, as should you. Thank you for your time and attention.